This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now in your Ag News on your Wednesday afternoon, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement takes effect today, replacing the outdated North American Free Trade Agreement. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee that shepherded the deal to its final passage is hailing its benefits for agriculture. Chairman Chuck Grassley says USMCA, which President Trump sought to replace NAFTA, will end 30 years of Canada blocking imports of U.S. wheat, dairy, and poultry, and a deal with Mexico's trade barriers, and more.
This new agreement will provide certainty to our farmers and ranchers and update NAFTA in other important areas. And I've already mentioned digital economy, but also customs, sanitary, and phytosanitary measures and technical standards, and it even helps on intellectual property.
USMCA will also give the U.S. tools to deal with continuing trade problems. House Ag Chairman Colin Peterson spoke at a virtual roundtable later in the day.
There are some troubling signs out there of people using COVID as a reason to put up trade barriers. We see some monkey business going on in Mexico. We continue to worry about the Canadians and what they're up to with dairy policy. So we need to be vigilant, and we need to make sure that the agreement is enforced.
Senator Grassley then echoed the concerns about Mexico.
That country has quit approving biotech traits for U.S. companies, and they have offered no satisfactory explanation for the lack of approvals. And so I expect the U.S. Trade Representative to aggressively and fairly use the tools of dispute settlement.
Separately, Grassley says he'll join fellow Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst in blocking a Trump nominee to be the EPA deputy until EPA explains its plans for 52 small oil refinery retroactive ethanol waiver requests.
Oh, yes. I think we've been playing around too much with all this stuff.
Grassley says he met with Doug Benevento and EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler recently, but wouldn't give details on those meetings. And the USMCA agreement is now fully implemented, and again will be taking place of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. John Newton is the chief economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he says given all the challenges that U.S. agriculture has been faced in recent years, the USMCA couldn't be taking effect at a better time.
On the back of a struggling farm economy, on the back of the COVID-19 pandemic, this is welcome news, improving what's been a long and very successful trade agreement for U.S. agriculture. Farmers were excited about USMCA implementation. We had three wins on the trade front last year, when you think about the Phase 1 agreement, USMCA, and the Japan-U.S. agreement. So farmers are very excited, especially the wheat producers, dairy producers, poultry producers. They're going to get better and more fair access into the Canadian market.
Newton says the agreement gives U.S. farmers and ranchers access to two of the America's most important trading partners.
Canada and Mexico are our top two trading partners in 2019 in terms of the total economy. And then when you look at agriculture in 2019, again, Canada and Mexico are our top two trading partners. So NAFTA proved to be very good for U.S. producers, and with the improvements that we see in USMCA, it too will be a great agreement for U.S. agricultural producers.
Thanks to the agreement, Newton says U.S. farmers and ranchers will be more competitive in trade moving forward.
Not only does USMCA make trade with Canada more fair on the wheat front, dairy front, and poultry front, but we also update several non-tariff and science-based parameters within USMCA, things like SPS, GIs in terms of product names. So there are a lot of improvements in this trade agreement that should make U.S. agriculture more competitive in our top markets.
And again, that was AFB Senior Economist John Newton. And stay tuned, we have your latest grain stocks numbers that were released yesterday following this.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
Applying the right products to the right place is essential to each crop acre. That's why growers turn to M&M Service Company for custom application. Their applicators stay focused on what's ahead by applying accurate inputs at just the right time in the crop life cycle. M&M's custom applicators maximize each acre and ensure your fields are ready for what's next. Look to M&M Service Company for all your farming application needs. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Everyone loves a vacation. No one loves to spend a lot of money. By being a Macoupin County Farm Bureau member, you can receive many discounts to help ease the cost of your vacation. Members get up to a 25% discount at choice hotels. You can't forget about the travel. As a Farm Bureau member, you also receive discounts on car rentals and theme parks. Visit ilfb.abenity.com to view more information. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 today.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show, and moving on to that grain stocks report from yesterday. And it showed that more farmers and ranchers have planted corn and beans this year than they did last year, but they've planted less cotton and wheat than they did last year. The National Ag Statistics Service says farmers planted 92 million acres of corn. That's well below the 94.8 million the trade expected, but still 3% higher than 2019. Growers expected to harvest 84 million acres of corn for grain. That's up 11% over last year. Soybeans planted and acreage are estimated at 83.8 million acres across the nation. That's up 10% from last year. Cotton acreage is estimated at 12.2. That's down 11% from 2019. The all wheat planted acre is 44.3 million acres. That's down 2% from last year. That number is still the lowest all-wheat planted area on record since bookkeeping began back in 1919. In the stocks report, corn stocks totaled 5.2 billion bushel. That's up than less than 1% from last year. On-farm stock was up 3%, while off-farm stock is down 2%. Soybeans in storage came in at 1.39 billion bushels, down 22% from June 1st of last year. On-farm soybean stocks dropped 13% from last year, while off-the-farm stocks were down 28%. The all-wheat storage number totaled 1.04 billion bushels, and that's down 3% from last year. Now to your Illinois June acreage report. Corn planted here in Illinois is at 10.9 million acres. That's up 4% from last year. Harvested area for grain is at 10.7 million acres, and that's up 5% from last year. Illinois planted acreage for soybeans is at 10.4 million acres. That's 5% higher from 2019. Harvested area is forecasted at 10.35 million acres, and that is up 5% from last year. Winter wheat planted here in Illinois is estimated at 570,000 acres. That's down 12% from last year. Area harvested for grain for wheat is forecasted at 500,000 acres. And that's down 9% from last year. An area harvested for all hay here in Illinois is expected to be 490,000 acres. That's up 17% from last year. That total includes 240,000 acres of alfalfa and 250,000 acres of all other hay. And the Illinois Grain Stocks Report had corn in all positions as of June 1st, totaled at 747 million bushels. That's down 23% from June 1st of last year. On-farm stocks totaled 345 million bushels, while off-farm stocks totaled 402 million. The March through May 2020 indication of disappearance in corn is 480 million bushels. Soybean stocks in all positions as of a month ago, June 1st, totaled 217 million bushels. That's down 32% from June 1st, 2019. On-farm stocks is 92 million bushels, while beans off the farm is 125 million bushels. The second quarter March through May disappearance of beans is 168 million bushels. And old crop all-wheat stocks in all positions as of June 1st totaled 9.3 million bushels. That's down 44% from June 1st last year. On-farm stocks is 280,000 bushels, while off-farm stocks totaled 9.09 million bushel. The second quarter March through May disappearance of wheat in Illinois is 5.83 million. And another Illinois state ag news, and moving on to the weather forecast for the next few weeks. He's not ready to call it a weather market just yet, but Freeze Notice ag meteorologist Dan Hicks is expecting parts of the Corn Belt to see some dry days coming up here in July.
Once we get into later this week and beyond, it just doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of widespread rain in the Midwest. It looks like that on average it'll probably be below normal in many areas. It certainly won't be totally dry, but I think that dry pockets may tend to actually increase across the Midwest later this week through the middle of July, and I really don't see any sign of anything but above normal temperatures. Now, again, we're probably not going to see extreme heat, but certainly a lot of upper 80s and low to mid-90s, and that may continue, you know, through the first 10 days to 2 weeks of July. So certainly based on that, the moisture demand for crops is going to be higher than normal, and if we see that spotty rainfall, the need for rain is going to increase. So certainly areas that had well below normal rainfall in June haven't had any the last few days and don't get any the next few days. You know, that need for rain is going to increase pretty dramatically, I think, over the next 10 days or 2 weeks. And, you know, it eventually may start to have some adverse effect on, you know, crops across more of the Midwest during that period of time. You know, how long that lasts is hard to say, but it certainly looks like we're going to start out the month of July with that type of weather pattern.
The latest USDA crop report said that 67% of the Illinois corn crop was in good to excellent condition. 68% of the state's soybean crop is currently in good to excellent condition as well. And that'll conclude your ag news here for a Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your ag news by email at WSMI at WSMIradio.com. And you can find podcasts of the afternoon and morning farm shows on our website at WSMIradio.com. So again, here for your Wednesday afternoon, July 1st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.